All right. So about 7 or 8 years ago, I was doing research as my job with the American Dental Association. And every summer, we would get a crop of interns that were dental students, and they would come in and do a research project, and they were there for a couple months. But we'd have to share our offices when that was the case. So this particular summer, this girl came in and was sharing my office, and at the beginning of the summer, my initial reaction was, oh, what a nice person. She's really talkative and engaging and kind of cute and like, okay. And by the end of the summer, I never encountered anything like this. By the end of the summer, I wanted to murder her. And, you know, we were looking, you know, me and friends, coworkers were looking up in the DSM-4, like narcissistic personality disorder. And we're like, she's an emotional vampire. And it was surreal. It was odd. And when the summer was over, I thought that my dealings with this woman were over, but they weren't, because she is narcissistic. She sends out yearly email updates to everyone that she's ever had as a boss or as a coworker. And so, unfortunately for you, right now I'm going to read you one of her yearly email updates. And please keep in mind that any emphasis is not my own. And the subject of this is update from Jackie. Hello! There have been many wonderful changes in the past few months, almost too numerous to count. For those of you with busy lives, here's the short version. Heading, update summary. Bullet point one. I finally finished up at Harvard School of Dental Medicine. Bullet point two, the summer was spent traveling to amazing weddings, plus a lovely vacation to Turkey. Three, I moved to North Carolina. That's two exclamation points. I'm starting a PhD in health policy and management at the School of Public Health at University of North Carolina, UNC, plus a pediatric dentistry fund on the side. Heading two, long version, subheading, work/studies. After 6 long years, I finally completed my studies at dental school. See picture. I left Boston a changed person and hope that the plethora of unique learning opportunities molded me in a positive way. Leaving the larger Harvard community and all of the wonderful collaborations was difficult. Most of all, the long string of goodbyes with friends, mentors, and colleagues were heartwarming and prompted me to start this yearly update. Paragraph two. I am now embarking on a 5-year combined PhD in public health with a pediatric dentistry residency at UNC. This month, I am in orientation for the pediatric dentistry residency, where I've become close with my lovely co-residents, Lauren, Jordan, and Chien. See picture. This program runs like butter, and thanks to my pediatric residency advisor, Dr. Jessica Lee, I've never been so well taken care of. I'm happy to report that the craniofacial team here at UNC is very active, and I hope to spend time with them regularly. The PhD program at the School of Public Health begins in 2 weeks. I've chosen classes and research projects that I'd like to become involved in, made tentative life plans with my PhD mentor, Dr. Gary Rozier, and I'm so excited to join a new public health community. Subheading, travel. After graduation, I had an amazing vacation in Turkey. See picture. I visited Istanbul, Goreem, and Cappadocia, and Ephesus. As many of you know, I've been dying to visit Istanbul since art history in college. It finally happened, and the Hagia Sophia was more impressive than I imagined. There was so much to take in between the dervishes, dancing, caving, hammams, history, cuisine, art, and architecture. I was in heaven. Other travels included California, New York, Vermont, for incredible touching weddings in support of close friends. I'm speeding along here because I got the bell here. And their amazing new life partners. I'm so happy for everyone, and I'm looking forward to celebrating more weddings this coming fall. We're almost done here. Subheading, life. I'm settling into life in Chapel Hill, enjoying the beautiful weather and becoming acquainted with new friends and colleagues. This part of the country is gorgeous, and the community is wonderfully vibrant and engaged. Between the mountains, beaches, and dairy farms, I have enough potential weekend trips to take up more than 5 years. Recently, I spent a lot of time furnishing and arranging my new home. For those of you who know my turtles, Gala and Pagos, get it?
they have a new luxury 150-pound tank. I'm becoming oriented with the bus routes in neighboring towns. I'm obsessed with the amazing performing arts schedule both in Chapel Hill and Raleigh. I'm gonna do a southern, probably offensive southern affect here. The southern culture, which was originally foreign and confusing, is slowly seeping into my way of being. Life is quieter and slower, with a certain ease and lots of space. I ride my bike through fields and jog to the nearby lake, where there are always seem to be old men fishing. Sweet tea, fried okra, chicken and dumplings, and biscuits are staples in my new southern diet. I can't believe that I wake up to birds chirping outside my balcony and look forward to the local dairy and produce at the weekend farmer's market. I'd forgotten how much I dislike this person. Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, so...